The content of this podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie Super Troopers 2, written by James Berardinelli for realviews.net. He gives it 2.5 out of a possible 4 stars. Runtime is 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's rated R for profanity, sexual content, cartoon violence, nudity, and drugs. This is a comedy directed by Jay Chandrasekhar. The cast includes Steve Lemmy, Tyler Labine, Hayes MacArthur, Emmanuel Cherkey, Linda Carter, Rob Lowe, Brian Cox, Kevin Hefferman, Paul Soder, Jay Chandrasekhar, Eric Stolhansky, and Will Sasso. 17 years in the making. Was it worth the wait? I suppose that depends on what the wait was for. Super Troopers 2, the crowd-funded sequel to 2001's Super Troopers, appears to have been designed predominantly for those who contributed to its budget. The movie is a pea in the same pod as its predecessor, highlighting a similar stoner humor of the variety that catapulted Super Troopers to cult status. The comedy mixes slapstick, lowbrow antics, wordplay, and thankfully little in the way of gross-out material. Most of the gags and jokes would have fit nicely into the culture of the early 2000s. In the interval between the release of Super Troopers and its sequel, we have moved on. For better or worse, Broken Lizard hasn't. As a result, some of what would have been side-splitting in 2001 barely provokes a chuckle in 2018, and some of the non-PC humor that would have been seen as transgressive or edgy a half a generation ago now seems dated and even a little out of touch. There are some decent laughs, but not as many as one might expect or hope for. Broken Lizard takes their cue from the Monty Python movies in terms of structure. Jay Chandrasekhar directs in much the same way that Terry Jones helmed the last two Monty Python films, a leader among equals. There's an umbrella story used primarily as glue to tie together a series of vignettes, many of which could have stood on their own. In addition to the comedy troupe, the film brings back Brian Cox as Captain O'Hagan to go along with newcomers Linda Carter, playing the governor of Vermont, Rob Lowe, chewing on the scenery and mangling his French-Canadian accent as the mayor of a border town, and Emanuela Cherkey. There are cameo appearances by Sean William Scott, Damon Wayans, and a game Fred Savage, who is referenced throughout but doesn't appear until partway through the end credits. Stick around to watch his scene. There's not much of a story, although the premise promises more than the movie delivers. Due to a snafu regarding the historical border between Canada and the United States, the northern nation cedes a small portion of territory to its southern neighbor, causing Vermont to gain a new county. The intrepid Super Troopers, Mac, played by Steve Lem, Rabbit, played by Eric Stolhansky, Thorny, played by Jay Chandrasekhar, Foster, played by Paul Soder, and the boorish Farva, played by Kevin Heffernan, are brought back from forced retirement, where they landed following the Fred Savage incident, to patrol the new section of Vermont. Their new beat puts them in direct conflict with three Mounties who are none too fond of having to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. They are played by American Hayes MacArthur and Canadians Tyler Labine and Will Sasseul. The two warring sides come together, however, when they identify a drug smuggling operation being conducted in their territory. Super Troopers 2 spends a seemingly inordinate amount of time lampooning the cultures, customs, and stereotypes of both Canada and the United States. There's an ongoing joke about the pronunciation of sorry. A little of that goes a long way, and after a while it starts to grow tiresome. To a certain extent, that's one of the main problems with Super Troopers 2, its length. As an extended short of maybe 30 to 45 minutes, it could have been an enjoyably ribald experience. At more than 90 minutes in length, it overstays its welcome. Perhaps the release date, 4/20, is the best clue about how to appreciate all that Super Troopers has to offer. I can't attest to how well the movie plays to a stoned audience, but I'm willing to bet it would be warmly embraced. Without chemical enhancement, however, this is a forgettable, throwaway comedy, with just enough laughs to keep it from being a complete waste of time. In the end, this is a sequel made for and funded by Super Troopers diehards. It's hard to imagine the uninitiated getting much out of it. And once again, this movie, Super Troopers 2, is directed by J. Trendasekhar. Its runtime is an hour and 42 minutes. The screenplay is by the comedy troupe Broken Lizard. And it's rated R for profanity, sexual content, cartoon violence, nudity, and drugs.